Thank you very much. Good afternoon from Hamburg. We are happy to present to you now the figures of 2005, which we already released this morning. The highlights in 2005, just a brief view on that. In February, we opened our Forum Wetzlar. We come later to that. In June, we had our annual general meeting. In August, my new colleague came to Deutsche Euroshop, Olaf Borkers. September was the topping out ceremony at the City Arkaden in Klagenfurt, which was opened just recently. In October, we achieved the 100% occupancy rate at Klagenfurt, and we made the first investments in 2005. We increased our participations in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, as well as in shopping at Homea. And in November, we acquired the Rathaus Center in Dessau, as well as the Stadtgalerie Hameln, and we realized a capital increase of 10% of the capital. Getting into detail. First, the investments. As already mentioned, in October, we were able to acquire shares in Main-Taunus-Zentrum, Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, and shopping at Rombier. We acquired a 5.7% shareholding in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum for an amount of 10.8 million euro, and we spent about 10 million euro for the increase of 7% in the shareholding of Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and its subsidiary, the shopping at Rombier. In November, we acquired almost 95% of the Rathaus Center in Dessau, with a total investment volume of around 102 million euro. That becomes the balance sheet from January 1st. So you can't see it in the numbers of 05. And finally, also in November, we realized a new investment in Stadtgalerie Hameln, also almost 95% shareholding. That shopping center is up to construction. Construction works just started last week, and we achieved already an occupancy rate of above 50%. The current figure is 57% of the space is pre-let 2 years ahead of grand opening. So overall, we achieved our investment plans, which were planned with up to 150 million euro. We achieved almost 206 million euro overall, so better than we have planned it. Further, in November, we increased our capital by 10%. That was completed in a private placement with institutional investors at a share price of 43 euro, and we realized gross proceeds of around 67 million euro. Due to that placement, but not only due to that placement, shareholder structure has changed a little. The international share of our shareholders amounts meanwhile to 27%, whereas the domestic investors hold still 73% of the capital, and you can see it also from the other chart where the amount of institutional investors increased now to 50%. The Otto family holds 90%. There's a slight dilution effect due to the capital increase, and the share of the private investors is reduced now to 31%. Overall, we currently have 7,100 shareholders. That's 1% plus compared to a year before. Now let's come to the result of 2005. First, short view on the balance sheet. The balance sheet total increased by 173 million euro, mainly due to the increase in the fixed non-current assets, the investment properties, as well as the participations. I come back to that later. We have a bridge how that developed. The current assets increased by almost 50 million euro. That is mainly due to the capital increase, because by the end of 2005, we had a huge liquidity position, which we needed to pay mainly the acquisition of Dessau at the beginning of 06. Let's come to the, debt side or equity side. Equity increased by 103 million euro. That is mainly due also to the capital increase, as well as the excellent results of 2005. The long-term debt and the current liabilities increased together by almost 51 million euro. The bank debt, mainly bank debt, increased by 60 million euro. The provisions decreased by 9 million euro. So per saldo, it's 51 million euro. And the deferred taxes increased by 18 million euro due to the result of 05. Now, we come back to the reconciliation of the investment properties fixed on current assets. We started the year 2005 with fixed assets of 1.2 billion. We realized balance sheet in the balance sheet investments of 68 million euro, 12 million euro are due to the increase in the participation in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, and 56 million euro for the shopping centers under constructions. We have revaluation results, appreciations of for investment properties of 59 million euro. We have one depreciation in one shopping center of 6.6 million euro, and the revaluation result of the financial instruments that are the participations in Main-Taunus-Zentrum and our participation in Wroclaw, Breslau, were increased by 3.3 million. So overall, an increase in this position of almost 124 million euro. The valuation is still executed by Ferry and GFK Prisma, and overall, the investment rating of the portfolio hasn't changed. It's still an A rating, very good rating. And the first-time valuation of the Hamburg Shopping Center and the shopping center in Wetzlar both started with an A rating. Regarding the cap rate, there are no changes compared to the year before, so still 6.54. On a like-for-like basis, we have a slight decrease of 6 basis points to 6.48. Including the new shopping centers, it stays at 6.54, and the net initial yield still stays at around 5.5%. On a like-for-like basis, also a slight decrease of 6%, so it's almost 5.4%. Interesting is that there are not that there is no big change in the cap rate. The reason for that is that our values still project a more or less stable long-term interest rate for the 10-year bond yield. There was a slight decrease of 5 basis points, but they still calculate with 4.7% in the long term for the 10-year bond yield as the risk-free rate of interest for the DCF model for 2006. By the end of 2006, they expect a 10-year bond yield of 4.11%. Currently, we have a yield of 3.9% at the end of 2005. It was 3.5%, but still there's some room for further interest increases if that happens on the market. Let's come to the P&L. The revenues increased by 17% to 72 million euro. I will explain that in detail later. The other operating income decreased by 7 million. That is due to the capital gain we realized in 2004 with the sale of our Italian shopping center, which amounted to 4.8 million euro capital gain, as well as a currency gain from the valuation of our Hungarian subsidiary, which amounted to a 2 million gain in 2004. So overall, that is the explanation for the decrease in the other operating income. The property operating and management cost decreased by 3.4 million. That is mainly due to lower investment costs that were charged to P&L. You know that part of the investment costs are directly charged to P&L. And since there were lower investments in 05 compared to 04, we have a lower amount of property operating and management costs, and the other operating expenses also decreased slightly by 0.7 million. Under this position, we include the overhead costs of the Deutsche Euroshop AG, as well as of the subsidiaries for tax advice and so on, and included in this figure also is a currency loss, if there is a currency loss. Unfortunately, we had a currency loss in 05 of 1 million euro. So overall, the EBIT increased by 16% to 57.5 million, and a bridge, how we come to that, will come later, as well as a bridge for the net interest expense, which decreased by 6 million, mainly due to the new openings of the shopping centers. The income from investments increased slightly by 0.2 million euro. And the main figure in the P&L certainly is the valuation result, which increased by 41.9 million euro to almost 50 million euro in 05. There will be also a bridge later, but at this point I would focus on that. Mainly it is due to first-time valuation. So overall, the earnings before taxes increased, or more than doubled, increased 118% to 81 million euro after deducting taxes, mainly deferred taxes, for in the amount of 19.4 million. We come to a consolidated profit of 61.6 million, and then we deduct the minority interest, which are compared to the year before extremely high, almost 20% of the consolidated profit. That is mainly due also to the first-time valuation of our shopping center in Wetzlar, where we have a 35% shareholding of third parties. So the attributable profit to group shareholders amounts to 48.7 million, a plus of 76% compared to the year before. Let's come to the revenue bridge. We had a turnover of 61.4 million in 04. We sold Udine in 04. So in this figure of 61.4 million, there was a turnover of Udine of 2.5 million. We had increases due to the new openings in Wetzlar, as well as the first time 12-month figures for Peach in Hamburg that resulted in an additional turnover of 11.5 million. Then we had a slight decrease in the other revenues of 0.3 million. So the like-for-like growth in rents amounted to 2 million or 3.8%. There is included a one-off effect of 0.2 million euro due to a change of the turnover rent bookkeeping in our Italian shopping center. If you deduct that, the increase would be 1.8 million or 3.4% plus to 72.1 million total turnover. The EBIT bridge, we had a EBIT of 50.7 in 04. There was included a currency gain of 2 million. I mentioned that already, as well as the capital gain from the sale of Udine of 4.8 million. So the comparable figure, the adjusted figure, amounts to 43.9 million, 14.6 million additional EBIT from the new openings, come up to 58.5 million euro adjusted EBIT, and in 2005 we suffered a currency loss from the Hungarian shopping center, not the shopping center but the subsidiary we have there, of 1 million, so overall, the EBIT stays at 57.5 million by the end of 2005. Coming to the interest, net interest expense bridge, 25.3 million was the net interest expense in 2005 compared to 2004, sorry, 25.3 million in 2004. Compared to 2004, interest income was reduced by 0.4 million euro, and the interest expenses for the new shopping centers amounted to 5.7 million. So by the end of 2005, we had net interest expense of 31.4 million euro. Now we come to the profit bridge. We showed a profit of 27.7 million in 04. There was included again the currency impact of 2 million euro, the profit after taxes from the capital gain of 2.8 million. So the adjusted figure amounted to 22.9 million. The valuation result is almost 22 million higher than in 2004. The operating result is 4.7 million higher than in 2004. So overall, we come up to adjusted figure of 49.5 million. And then we have the currency impact after taxes of 0.8 million. So overall, the result is 48.7 million net profit for the shareholders of Deutsche Euroshop AG in 2005. Finally, the valuation result bridge. Over in total, we achieved a valuation result before taxes of almost 50 million euro. 33.8 million euro resulted from the first time valuation of the shopping center in Hamburg and in Wetzlar. At this figure, we would like to point out that part of this valuation gain results from the investment costs that were charged to P&L during 2003 to 2005, and part is a real increase above our investment costs as a gain. Then the revaluation of the investment properties that were already treated as investment properties in 2004 increased by 18.6 million euro. That is on average an increase of 2% of the value. If you split that up, domestic increase, the valuation gain is 1.6%. If you deduct the shopping center that was depreciated, it was a German shopping center, which was depreciated by almost 5%. The average figure for all the others is 3% plus in value of these German shopping centers, and the foreign shopping centers were increased in value by 4.7%. Overall, the average figure plus 2%. If you then deduct the investments that were made in these shopping centers that had a revaluation, you come up with a revaluation result of 49.9 million. Then we deduct the minority interest in this valuation result of 9.9 million, mainly due to Wetzlar, and the deferred taxes on this result of 10.9 million euro. So the valuation result after taxes came out to be 29.1 million. That's the valuation result for the group shareholders. These figure, this net profit of 48.7 million results in earnings per share on an undiluted basis, where we took 15.8 million euro shares of 3.09 euro compared to 1.78 on a fully diluted basis. So calculated the new number of shares of 17.2 million shares, you come up with earnings per share of €2.83. If we take €3.09, €1.24 is for the operating result, the direct investment result, and €1.85 is the indirect investment result, so the valuation result. Finally, the net asset value derived from our balance sheet comes up to be on a fully diluted basis, so 17.2 million shares at €46.22. It's up 5% compared to 2004. Let's come to the forecast, what had happened in the first 3 months. First of all, I mentioned it already, we opened by the end of March the City Arcaden in Klagenfurt, fully let. And the first reactions we received are very, very positive, so we hope we can see that also in the figures, but we don't have any figures so far, how the turnover developed for our tenants. Last week, the groundbreaking ceremony in Hameln took place. Opening, as already mentioned, will be spring 2008. And finally, last week, we sold our interest in shopping at Trombier through a share deal to French investors, and we expect out of this transaction in the second quarter of 2005 a profit after taxes of approximately $3.5 million. The pre-tax profit is only slightly at around $0.8 million because due to the share deal, we save a lot of taxes, and the main part of the profit will be in our tax position. We will propose to our general shareholders meeting this year an increase in dividend from €1.92 to €2. Together with the dividend we've paid last year, our shareholders realized a total performance of 28%. Forecast for 2006, our budgets are without any assumptions regarding new acquisitions. There are no assumptions regarding the currency result from the Hungarian subsidiary, and there are no assumptions regarding the valuation result. Clean operating results of the current portfolio. We expect that revenue will increase by 26% to €91 million-€94 million. That is mainly due to the opening of Klagenfurt, the acquisition in Dessau, as well as the first-time consolidation of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, which will be consolidated according to our shareholding, 43%, because we changed already the statutes of this company. We were able to change that so that we are now on the driver's seat also in this shopping center, and that's why we are now able to consolidate it at. That is the main reason for the revenue increase of 26%. In our planning, we have a like-for-like rental growth of only 1%. The EBIT will increase by 23% to €72 million-€75 million for the same reasons why the revenues increased mainly, and the profit before taxes will only increase by around 15% to €37 million-€40 million because if we consolidate the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, we won't show any results from participation out of this shopping center. That is a minus effect in the P&L, in the financial result. There will be only a 15% increase on earnings before taxes. Due to the recent sale of our shopping center, Effenberg, we are, from today's perspective, rather on the lower side of this range. We are working on new figures, and we hope to be able to present them if there is any need to change something when we publish our first quarter results. The reason for that is that there's only a slight gain, pre-tax gain, and the main profit of this transaction is on the tax line below EBT. Regarding new investments, our goal still is to invest up to €150 million also in 2005. We achieved more than 2006. We achieved more than €200 million in 2005, but we have to admit that and accept that the market conditions are rather hard. Yields are still decreasing due to very strong demand, mainly from foreign investors. As you know, we are rather conservative and also careful. There must be an economic rationale for new investments, but we are still optimistic. It's only April that we can achieve also this goal in 2006. I come to the end, and I thank you for listening, and hopefully, you have a lot of questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press seven on your telephone keypad. In case you want to cancel your question, press seven again. Please press seven now to state your questions. The first question comes from Mr. Andres Semke from Munich, Germany. Mr. Semke, go ahead with your question.
Yes, it's actually Andre Remke. Good afternoon, Mr. Böger.
Yep.
First question is regarding the share deal in France. Can you give us an indication about the cash-in amount for this deal in the current quarter? Maybe can you give us an update on the possible disposal of the Italian center?
Well, the cash inflow amounts to slightly above €40 million. And regarding and there will be an additional payment due to the final. We need to prepare it a transfer an interim financial statement, and we expect another payment there, but probably also in the second quarter. So overall, we expect almost 42 million euro out of this transaction. Regarding Italy, I can't give you any news, but you know that our medium term.
Still on the agenda.
Sorry?
It's still on the agenda.
It's still on the agenda, of course.
Okay. The next question to the investment result. Can you give us a rough indication for the impact of or the split between Breslau and Main Taunus? You didn't give us the last 2 years. And can you give us an indication there?
Well, if you take 2005 out of the investment result, result from these participations of 5 million euro, 1.5 million was from Breslau. So 3.5 from Main-Taunus settlement.
Okay. And is it possible to get an indication from your side to in terms of minorities for this year? Are there any relevant aspects we have to think over?
No, I don't think so, because as you know, there are still these the capital gain issue for the shareholders that doesn't keep their shareholding at least 10 years. And most of the shopping centers we are invested in are rather new ones, so the minority shareholders, who are private individuals mainly, haven't kept these participation already for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Then on your guidance, you indicated that you will possibly give a new guidance in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Is it right to assume that on sales you should be at the lower end of your given guidance, and in terms of earnings, I didn't get it correct. I think is it including the book gain or
no. These figures are totally clean of the book gain.
A possible new guidance.
Well, a possible new guidance will include definitely this capital gain, but it's only 5.1.
And it's a figure above the EBIT line, or it's the EBIT line.
The operating income, so in the same position as the capital gain of Udine was.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's better than, so a gain is only realized because if you calculate coming from the share, for a price of the shares, it is the residual value. If you take out the liquidity or reduce the liquidity from the share price, you come up with an amount, and that amount is still above the fair value we have in our books by the end of the year, even though we save additional taxes. So if we would have sold it, that the property, we probably would have very high gains still in our results, but we will show it now in the tax line.
Yeah, okay. And the additional payment you mentioned before of roughly 2 million, is it will it be an effect on this book gain you indicated?
Nothing. No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
Already,
yeah.
The numbers I told you, that is already on a pro forma basis I've calculated personally.
Okay. Then the usual last questions on the market situation. Can you give us an update in terms of supply and demand, especially in Germany? And is it still the realistic, more realistic scenario that there's a higher probability, let's say, of investing in new centers rather than in existing centers? Is it still the case, or?
It's difficult to give a precise answer, because what we see on the market is that there are a lot of transactions, nothing that fears us so far, because almost all these deals were not interesting for us, We see that there is some movement. We are in really preliminary discussions in one or the other case of existing shopping centers. But still, our main source in the past were new shopping centers that are under construction. And from today's perspective, I would say 50-50 chances here as well as there.
Mm.
In both side of these business.
Yes, you mentioned these transactions at the moment. Are they too expensive, or are wrong towns or wrong regions, or what is the reason?
Price and quality doesn't together.
Okay.
The price may be okay, but not for the quality.
Okay.
If you get very excellent quality, and that's where we are looking for, the prices are rather high in there. We are very often then in competition with foreign investors, and for whatever reason, they are obviously then much more optimistic than we are, because they accept prices that will not be accepted by us, because it is currently the situation that there is strong demand, but what happens in 1 or 2 years? And we don't want to have a decrease in value if we buy like hell new shopping centers. That is for a listed company much more difficult than for these numerous unlisted vehicles.
So we should not expect that you will pay or get below 5% initial charge for a center.
No, below 5%, I can't do it.
Okay. that's the right answer. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Bürger.
Thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions, so if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. There is another question of Mr. Jochen Schmidt from Mainz, Germany. Mr. Schmidt, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon. It's Jochen Schmidt from LLP.
Well,
I have one question, if I may, with regard to the depreciation of one German shopping center. First of all, could you just repeat it, please, which shopping center was concerned? I didn't get it. And secondly, could you just shed some light on the main reasons for that? Thank you.
You got it right. I didn't mention that.
Okay.
Mentioned the name, and I don't want to mention the name.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now, because there is a difficult situation right now, or it was a difficult situation by the end of the year.
Yeah.
The situation is solved, but it is not yet official, and
no, it's okay.
Hope to be able to publish that in May.
Yeah.
We don't have any problems.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Bürger, at the moment there seem to be no further questions.
Okay. So if there are no further questions, I wish you a nice evening, and thanks for listening.